Today's recording is dedicated by my mother, Lorraine Braun, in honor of Esther Bassara, with a prayer that God may continue to watch over her always and grant her much success in all things physical and spiritual, and especially to see how they are one. The Worm's Waking by Rumi. This is how a human being can change. There's a worm addicted to eating grape leaves. Suddenly, he wakes up. Call it grace, whatever. Something wakes him. And he's no longer a worm. He's the entire vineyard and the orchard too. The fruit, the trunks. A growing wisdom and joy that doesn't need to devour. The need to devour, the addiction, the constant need to consistently always be finding pleasure, fulfillment outside oneself, only lasts as long as the worm didn't wake up, didn't reach enlightenment, and realize that essentially it's one with the orchard, the trunks, the flowers, and the grape leaves themselves. And this is how a human can change, as Rumi begins the poem. We can change when we realize that all those things that we spend our lives chasing, all the suffering we have, the addictions, the despair, the desire, the strife, the competition, all this comes from feeling that I'm a separate entity from everything else. Which, of course, seemingly we are, the way our eyes look at things. But when we believe in the true unity of God, as all mystics did, that God is the only thing that exists, when we're able to feel that, we're able to come to feeling of sublime wholeness with all of reality, mystical absorption into the oneness of the divine, which for the mystics always was the greatest pleasure possible, the greatest bliss, and what we all have to somehow tap into if we want to change. Because the ultimate change is to know that one is already essentially one with God, one with all, and therefore there's no need to seek gratification, pleasure outside oneself. One has to come into the deepest part, the truest part of who you are, and that's how you come to the ultimate bliss. In the words of the great German romantic poet, philosopher Hölderlin in his Hyperion, "To be one with all that lives, to return in blessed self-oblivion into the all of nature, that is the summit of thoughts and joys. That is the holy mountain height, the place of eternal repose, where the midday loses its swelter and the thunder its voice, and the boiling sea resembles the billowing field of grain." To be one with all that lives. With these words, virtue removes its wrathful armor. The spirit of man lays its scepter aside, and all thoughts vanish before the image of the world's eternal unity. Death vanishes from the union of beings, and indivisibility and eternal youth bless and beautify the world. So the seeking for transcendence, for absorption into the all, into the one, into God, has always been the mystic quest. It's been the way that mystics have seen how to attain eternal bliss, internal bliss. But the problem is that to do that, one has to remove oneself from this world. One has to close one's eyes and attain some kind of mystical ladder to go beyond, out of the regular, mundane, finite stuff that we live in always, in your car, in your bedroom, and, you know, a cup of Diet Coke. These things don't fit with mystical union. Now, of course, as Jews, we do have to have this mystical union at least 3 times a day. That's what's supposed to happen when we pray, when we stand before God. We have to become absorbed in the Atah, in the you of God to whom we are speaking. And indeed, in that way, Judaism's mystical, so to speak, Pnimius HaTorah, the inner teachings of Torah, Kabbalah Chassidus, in that way, Judaism's mysticism is the same as in all religions, all traditions of coming into absorption into the divine, into the all. But here's where Judaism is different and the teachings of Chassidus is different. Here's the shalom, the peace that the Alter Rebbe wrote in his letters as he was led out of jail on the 19th of Kislev, when Chassidus was allowed to be spread into the world. The Alter Rebbe stressed that he was reading the verse from Psalms, Pod b'shalom nafshi, God redeemed my soul from a battle in peace, which means I didn't have to fight a war. But rather, like the Yerushalmi says, when King David saw that his son Avshalom, his enemy, so to speak, his son that was leading a rebellion against him, Avshalom's soldiers were praying for King David's success, which means that the one that until now you thought was your enemy is transformed into your friend. That's the ultimate shalom, that's the ultimate redemption in a way of peace. And that's what the teachings of Chassidus is all about, because what Chassidus, what Kabbalah, what Judaism teaches is to find this unity of God in the mundane reality of the world, in the finitude of the world, in those cups of Diet Coke. Because that's what Chassidus teaches, is what Torah Mitzvahs is all about. That's what the Jewish people have been really doing in the deepest way for thousands of years, bringing God, bringing that experience, that bliss of the all into every single detail of reality. Which is why Torah mitzvahs seemingly is so not spiritual. The mitzvahs, the halacha, is so seemingly anti-spiritual. So many details and minutiae. Jewish law seems to be involved with so many physical things, but that's the secret of Pod b'shalom nafshi, what Chassidus reveals. The secret of our soul being redeemed in peace, the secret of the redemption, all of reality, that we don't have to fight a battle anymore. You don't have to run away from this world on a mystic quest to come become one with the all, but rather all of Jewish law is bringing God's infinite light into the details of this world. That's what all the halachas are about. That's what all of Torah mitzvahs are about. And Chassidus is this revelation, is this understanding, this internalization, which is why the Alter Rebbe stressed that the ultimate peace is the teachings of Chassidus, when we will be able to experience the all, God's unity, have an awakening and enlightenment to feel that we are one with the orchard, with the grape leaves, with the flowers, with everything, with God. We will feel that in this physical world with the coming of Mashiach.